In recent weeks, we've had listeners email us asking us for a longer look at Linux. Well, I can't promise it every week, but we've made space for it this time, so here's Matt Campbell, resuming from last week's program where we were about to edit the configuration file necessary to get us on the internet, and we are being introduced to the editor called VI, which in this instance doesn't stand for visually impaired, it stands for something like visual, I think Matt said last time. So here's Matt introducing us to this most intriguing of editors in Linux.
And before I start, I should mention that VI is not an intuitive editor. It has three modes. It has the command mode, the editing mode, and I think what they call last line mode, where you enter multiple letter commands on a line instead of just a single letter command. But I'll show you how to do this, and I'll use VI more in future demonstrations, so eventually you should get the hang of it. So I'm going to start VI now and edit that configuration file. In the VI screen layout, the last line contains some status information about what you're doing at the moment, and the rest of the screen is the currently visible contents of the file. So what we need to do is edit the line that says DHCP, and that's all caps, equals quote N, end quote, and change that N to a Y. And in order to find that line easily, I'm going to do a search command and look for DHCP, all caps. And the search command in VI is a forward slash, not to be confused with the backslash that you're familiar with in DOS and Windows. So I'll press the slash now.
Slash.
And enter what I want to search for, which is DHCP. There again we have the nice pitch change when you enter capital letters. Now I didn't give a lot of speech feedback after entering that, so I'm going to use the 8 key on the keypad to see what line we're on. That wasn't the line I wanted, so to find the next occurrence of DHCP, I'm going to press the N key. And again, I didn't get much useful feedback, so I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are. That's the right line, though you might not have thought so since the punctuation is turned off. I'm going to press the $ key to go to the end of the line. And we didn't hear anything because when the cursor moves from one line to another or within the line, SpeakUp doesn't pronounce the current line or current character, so we have to use the screen review keys to see where we are. So I'm going to press the 2 key on the keypad to see what character we're on. The end quote, which is as it should be. Now, you'll notice here that while most text editors and Word... when you go to the end of the line, most text editors and word processors will actually put the cursor after the last character. VI actually puts the cursor on the next character, which is a little different. So we want to change the N just before that quote to a Y, so I'm going to press the left arrow and press the 2 key on the keypad to see where we are. Good. Now I'm going to press the S key for substitute to type to replace the end with a Y.
Dollars.
And it said dollars because when you go into substitute mode, for some reason it replaces the character currently under the cursor with a dollar sign. So now I'm going to type Y.
Y.
And press Escape.
Flash.
And I'm going to press the, in fact, I'm going to press the 8 key to read the current line again.
Fine.
What? Oh. I guess I'll go character by character then.
Face.
Okay. We're at the beginning of the line, and the line is indented, apparently. So I'm going to press the right arrow.
Face.
There's the first character, which is a D. And I don't know if you heard the beep after I pressed the right arrow the last time, but I did. So the line is exactly as it should be. So I'm going to save the file by pressing :WQ, enter. The W is for write, the Q is for quit. So it's going to write the file and then quit.
W-Q. Writing /n/BZMCIA/network.ops/x/BZMCIA/network.ops. 40 lines, 11:35, Charles Darkster.
That's it. Now I'm going to insert my network card into the computer, and you'll hear two tones, if this works. There are the two tones, and the second tone is actually supposed to be the first pitch as the first tone, but it wasn't. And there is actually an error occurring here somewhere, but I've tried this before, and it actually does work. So I'll have to do some more investigation about why this is happening. Just to make sure that we are connected to the Internet, I'm going to type in links, the name of the web browser, and press Enter. And if it works, then we should get the link's homepage.
L-Y-N-X. Getting HP.
Let's see what the current status is. The cursor is on the bottom, is on the, status. That's encouraging. I was starting to get worried. But anyway, it is working. So now I'll back out of links by pressing a capital Q. And the reason I'm using a capital Q is because it doesn't ask you if you want to quit. It just quits. And that's the way I like it.
Darkster.
Good. Now, for a desktop computer, the method of getting your system onto the Internet with a cable connection is different, because you're not using a PCMCIA card. You're using a network card installed inside the computer. And in this case, what I have to do is edit one of the startup scripts, a script being the Linux equivalent of a batch file, and add two commands to first bring up the network interface, and then have, and then run the DHCP client program to get the information that it needs. The script I need to edit is called /etc/rc.d/rc.inet1. So I'm going to bring that up in VI now. Okay, we're in VI now, and I'm going to go to the end of the file and add two new commands. The first command you need to add, assuming that you only have one network card in the computer, is ifconfig space eth0 space up. And that basically tells the system that you want to use your network card. The second command is dhctcd, and that starts the DHCP client program, which gets the information from the server that it needs to use the internet connection. To go to the bottom of the file in VI, you press a capital G, and again, it's important that you get the right capitalization.
You don't have a member net card, in which case you should comment on the section of /f/rs.
Okay. I'm going to go to the end of the line and press the A command to go in append mode so we can add more to the end of the file. We should have a blank line now where I can type in the first command. Let's double check by pressing 8 on the keypad. Good. First, I'm going to add the ifconfig space eth0 space up command, as I said. I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to make sure it came out right. Okay. Now I'll press the enter key again. And now the DHCPCD command. Okay, now I'll press the escape key to get out of append mode and back into the command line. The VI command mode, not the shell command line. For some reason it keeps rereading the status line at the bottom, but that's okay. Now, again, I'm going to save the file by pressing :WQ enter. I think that's all I'll do for now. Next week, I'll set up a PPP connection to the internet. For now, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at matt@acbradio.org. See you next week for another look at Linux.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
That concludes Main Menu for this week. On behalf of the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen saying, see you next week and thanks for tuning in.